Well, this is the top scoring car in our ratings right now. Gets 99 points out of 100, which is quite remarkable when you think that each vehicle goes through more than 50 tests. So there are ample opportunities to lose points, but this one really shines above them all.
Are you talking about your testers, your staff, or the reaction you're getting from people who own the vehicle and subscribe to the magazine?
We do collect data in multiple forms, but when we're talking test scores, this is strictly the findings of our test crew, but our dedicated automotive test facility. But ultimately, through the year, we'll be able to supplement that with information from owners, both on the reliability as well as owner satisfaction. So right now, even though the car gets a tremendous test score, we don't yet, quote-unquote, recommend it because we don't have the data from owners to back up our own experience.
But a 99, wow. Has a car ever tested 99? Did the Toyota Camry or something like that, the Honda Accord, ever get a 99?
There was a 99 up until fairly recently with the Lexus LS460, which is a wonderful high-end luxury sedan. That car has been retested and is now at only 93 points. It's interesting you mentioned the family sedan. We actually have a couple family sedans that have gone over 90 points as well. Toyota Camry is our highest rated family sedan at 92 points. And not far below it at 90 points is the Honda Accord.
What's a Tesla?
It is a luxury electric car. Tesla is a startup American company. Now, they're based out in Silicon Valley in California, and they're bringing all kinds of fresh thinking to automotive design and the controls and the whole execution. It feels like something that was created just outside of the traditional automotive industry, and that's why I think the results are non-traditional.
Exceptional, too. I mean, what about the drive? It's all electric. This is not hybrid, right? There's no engine in this at all, correct?
This only drinks electricity. So being a pure electric car creates all kinds of interesting packaging opportunities, allowing, for instance, a third row seat, which is something you really wouldn't expect to see in a car these days. The car is amazingly quick. It runs 0 to 60 in just 5.6 seconds, like a muscle car, and it does so nearly silently. It has abundant torque anywhere in the power range. So it has a very unique feel.
And that means that if I'm doing 50 and I hit the gas, I still get a whoosh of acceleration, right?
Oh, yeah. At any speed, it's ready to go. Unlike when you think of a traditional car, if you're on the highway and you want to pass, you floor it, there's a little hesitation, the transmission will downshift once, maybe twice, and then all kinds of noise follows the kind of slingshot motion. This thing just goes. You think it. You push the button, in this case the throttle, and it goes.
What kind of range does it have?
We found that in mild weather we could get 225 miles from it on a charge, which is quite remarkable. 225 miles is about five times the distance the average American drives daily.
And when you rated it, you talked about the performance of it. What about the interior? Has it got a great sound system? Has it got beautiful seats? Is it very comfortable ergonomically? Stuff like that?
Well, the interior is as interesting as the outside. Center stage is the largest display screen that you've ever seen in a car. It measures 17 inches diagonally. So it's like the great granddaddy of an iPad right in the center of the dash with very iPad-like controls. So it has this kind of futuristic feel, like this is the car of the next decade. The interior is very upscale and refined, but it's simple. There aren't buttons and switches all over the place. Almost everything beyond the stalks on the steering wheel column are controlled through the display. There aren't even matte pockets in the car. It's a very minimalist, very beautiful execution.
$70,000, wow.
It's not cheap. That's for sure. But for those considering maybe an upscale car or entry-level Lux, we'll say in the $40,000 range, you might find that the low cost of ownership may make up for the difference.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what really gets you when you're looking at, say, buying a luxury European sedan is the cost of maintenance. And if you hold on to it long enough, eventually the repairs. But with the Tesla, while we don't know the reliability, we do know it doesn't take much at all in terms of maintenance. And you're saving gas. The electricity it uses is going to be far more frugal than filling up at a pump. So over time, the actual operating costs actually save quite a bit of money.